This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Monday, August the 28th. Can you believe it? We're at the end of the eighth month of 2023. Week from today is Labor Day. And after we have all those babies on Labor Day, can you imagine what the world will be like? Isn't that why it's called Labor Day, right?
It is 100%. It is for laboring mothers and laboring mothers alone.
Yes, right.
Don't forget those push presents.
The road is rough. Push presents? Do I bite on that? What's a push present? I don't know what a push
present. It's a lot of work pushing out a baby. We deserve designer goods. We deserve handbags. We deserve diamonds. We deserve a Rolex. A new car.
Really? Really?
It's the thing now, Doug. You get a push present. You know,
it's the only reason to have a child. Come on. For that push present.
Maybe the only at this point.
C-sections, it's not real. You don't get a push present.
Right.
Sorry.
That's why you want to get your present pre-labor, so in case anything changes, you don't miss
just
out.
Just in case, yeah.
I must have missed something along the way in the last 46 years since I've had a child. I don't remember there being push presents. I remember how much trouble it was to push to the point where Tony had to have a C-section. Do you get a push present if you don't? That's kind of cheating, is having a C-section. Anyway,
well, that's what James said.
It's not real labor, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, but if you push so much and then you have a C-section, that's just surgery.
Yeah. Well,
I'm being sarcastic. I have one. I can see this.
Before the C-section, if you push, there definitely should be the push present.
All right. So let's get back to the more mundane things in life. Like what's going on? What kind of a weekend did Donald Trump have? Apparently, he's not getting along too well with his co-defendants in this Georgia case. There are 18 co-defendants, rather an interesting look, a rogues gallery of characters in the election interference case. So apparently, there are those who have decided they're going to rat out Trump. And so who would be candidate, Jennifer, you'd be close to this. Who are, of that list of 18, those fine patriotic Americans, who's most likely to rat out Trump first?
I don't know. I don't know that any of them ratted people out. I know that there are a lot of rumors that Mark Meadows, his former chief of staff, was, and I'll put air quotes around the word, cooperating with people, but they're...
Isn't that being rat, though?
It's all a little too late. I think they do want to have some of these people turn on Trump, but the charges are already there. So now it's about everybody, and everybody has surrendered themselves. So now it's about when is the first case going to be? And they're pushing to do it as early as October 23rd for one of the defendants. There was a big, you know, bit of conversation about whether or not everybody was going to be tried at the same time or if they were going to try them separate. And I don't
what,
even
18
know,
different trials?
Yeah. I don't even know if we've got the full answer, but we do know that one of the people that was caught up did make the deal, I think, to start their trial in October.
Okay. Trump wants to wait till 2026.
Well, yeah. Well, here's why. Because it took 3 years to build all this evidence against him, so his legal team says that they should get 3 years to build their defense.
There you go. All right. Meanwhile, the squirrels are running around the floor of the House trying to figure out whether they can impeach President Biden. The Republicans, some the hardcore, it seems, I think they've got him. A lot of Republicans.
It's based on the bank account transactions is what this is all.
So what information do they actually have in their hand? What's hard proof?
The hard proof comes from the bank. I mean, the hardest proof is the bank records and all of the money coming from Ukraine, from China.
But it goes into Joe Biden's account?
Goes into, well, multiple Biden family members. So a bunch of shell corporations, 20 different shell corporations so far, which then disperses the money to Biden family members. So there's that piece. They also have now the piece of Hunter
so
Biden.
So where's the money coming from that goes into, in
from
other words,
China,
money
from
is
Ukraine
wired?
From Romania, primarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is interesting because China... We don't want to be with
what account in China? A government account or a
well, it
private
comes,
individual?
Well, it comes from the Chinese energy company, which is directly tied to the CCP.
Uh-huh. Communist Party. Yeah, of course they all are. It's going to come.
Anybody who runs a business in China is tied to the CCP.
Of course.
But especially the energy companies.
It's like in Russia, the old KGB guys, they're the oligarchs that killed all of the people that ran their businesses so they could take them over when Putin took over. Same thing happened in China, or is happening.
So there's that evidence. Then you also have the pictures that just recently came out of Hunter Biden.
So why isn't this everywhere? Why isn't every news media outlet putting pictures of these accounts up on the screen? Or why isn't it on the front page of the New York Times? Here's Joe Biden's family account. Is there something...
Media is protecting him. The media is protecting him.
To this extent, how can they have any, most of them don't have any credibility anyway, how can they have any credibility whatsoever if it's this obvious?
I know. And you'll hear little bits and pieces, like in the New York Times or something. They'll just slip something into an article where it's like, now, well, Hunter Biden's laptop is real. When, for how long did they say Hunter Biden's laptop? That was fake news. That was Russian collusion.
Yeah.
So it's really unfortunate that we just don't have an honest news media. I mean, the House of Rep, you can go right now and see the bank records. They're up online. So it's not like this is made up and no one's seen them. They're up there now. They've been released. So there's that going on. And then there's also pictures, photographs of Hunter Biden traveling with Biden, I think 13 times is the number so far, of him on Air Force
Doesn't
Two
he have
traveling
a job?
With Biden.
What is he, why does he go with his father all the time? What's his job?
His job is to go to, well, the accusation is he was using Biden to go conduct business to make money for the family. And he's using the plane. And so then there's that element of it. Should you be using Air Force Two to
you
go
can charge
down
him with
a
it,
Ukrainian
but they
prosecutor?
Proof. Yeah, but if they got proof of it.
There are pictures of him on the plane.
That, yeah, no, but he
and then documents
it
meeting. So you know he's going there to do his own business.
That would seem kind of stupid. I mean, unless they think America, well, maybe we are. Look at the people we elect. All right. So speaking of that, here is a close look at some of Mr. Ramaswamy's claims. The fact that he is now getting as much attention as he is because of the primary debate, his standing certainly going up in the polls. So now it's attack time. Right? Not only the people in the Republican Party running against him, the news media, we're going to find this guy. Was it you, Jay, that said something to me off the air last week about his wife walks behind him? Who said that to me? Somebody said that to me last week when talking about
him. I don't remember who said that to you, but you had mentioned that.
We
did have a conversation.
I said it, but where did I get it?
That to you. But isn't that a big thing about narcissists, that it's one of those key tells that narcissists will always walk in front of their spouse, partner, significant other. They will never walk side by side. They will never walk behind them.
But is that sort of an Indian thing?
I haven't seen that to be true, though. I mean, he posts a ton of videos with his wife and his child. If anything, he looks like a good dad and not a crazy person.
As people are kind of picking in that thing.
Well, they're picking him because he's getting...
You can tell where they stand.
All right, new poll on Joe Biden, widely seen as too old. both Trump and Biden are seen as too old, but Trump's got other problems, so I'm not sure he's too much.
Well, if we're talking about age, who's got the stamina? And if you look at the different, I don't know. It's just
Trump's got a lot more energy than Biden does, I think.
Yeah,
from that.
But also, Trump looks younger than his age, and Biden looks older than his age.
But now
that's also true.
I mean, that's just
if I see one more, I got a kick out of this kind of. When Trump said he was 6'3" and weighed 215 pounds, everybody laughed. And so then the drumbeat started. He's a liar. He can't tell the truth. He lies about everything. And so then you do wonder what
is your driver's license accurate?
I was going to say who doesn't lie about their
no mine their very accurate
weight, especially when it fluctuates.
Right.
Yeah. Well, but they use it as a way to kind of dig in. You know what I'm saying? It's a dig. It's whatever tool they can use to dig, let's dig on that. All right. So what's going on with Nikki Haley? Debate debacle. I guess I can still say that, right? Would you say that it was a debacle for her?
No, I'm not a huge Nikki Haley fan, but I thought that she she and Vivek probably won the debate, the two of them.
Yeah.
Really? So as far as looking tough and
so is that
smart,
why she keeps taking shots at him? Because she's the one who's I was talking about that keeps taking shots at Ramaswamy.
She's like his foreign policy. That's part of it. And there's a real debate about who's right. And I find myself right in the center of where Nikki Haley is and where Vivek is. But I think that's the one issue that separates Republicans right now. Everybody seems to be on board with just about everything, but how much of a role should we have in Ukraine? How much should we be in support with Israel? That kind of stuff. So I don't know. I mean, they had a really interesting back and forth, and it got heated, but I think they both looked pretty good on the debate.
Kind of reminds me of the lovely and talented Kamala Harris taking shots at Joe Biden during their debates, and then all of a sudden she ends up in the second seat. What a bunch of phonies. Meanwhile, there's a coalition of people in Georgia and Alabama who are taking shots at Joe Biden and other people involved in the Hyundai plants being built there. They're going to build electric cars. So apparently the people at Hyundai have gotten special treatment, and the unions don't like it because the management is getting the kind of treatment. The electric vehicle plants, clean energy suppliers are all getting favorable treatment. This is another big scam. The electric car business and all of the green stuff is a complete scam. Not that we shouldn't be careful or cautious. Don't get me wrong. But the sales job that's being done, I'd like to know. I'm not so concerned about the Chinese. I'd like to know what the stock portfolio looks like in terms of electric, this, that, and the other thing that the Bidens have and other Democrats that are pushing this. I mean, there are those who are sincere about it, and those, I don't want to insult them, but I don't see a lick of sincerity in anything that Biden or many of the Democrats are doing, or even anybody, and shouldn't make it partisan, kind of is. But this whole thing, this electric, do the car, the cars are backing up because people are starting to realize this is a bad deal. They're going to get screwed. In 7 years from now, the car will be worth nothing that you buy with a battery in it, because the battery will cost you $25,000 to replace, and most of the cars won't even be worth $25,000.
Yep. And then what happens to it, Doug?
Say what again, Jen?
Then it goes to the landfill.
Yeah, and then what do you do with it? Come on, let's start thinking this through, folks. Can we do that? Jennifer and Jay and Doug here on the Good Day program with lots of good things to think about, 18 after the hour.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
The extracurricular activities, the traffic, the nightly homework, the traffic, the finding time to eat dinner together as a family, the traffic. Back to school can be stressful. Thanks to Ziploc, meal prep doesn't have to be. New Ziploc bags with Stay Open design have a patented stand-up bottom that helps keep the bag upright and a top crease that folds and holds for easy filling, unlocking a second set of hands in the kitchen. If only it unlocked a second set of lanes. New Ziploc brand freezer and storage bags with Stay Open design from S.C. Johnson, a family company.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Song. Thought we were playing Adele songs because we're going to talk about Adele in our social media segment of this hour. Adele has apparently had some problems backstage during her Las Vegas residency, and she's talking about it. This is something nobody wants to experience, frankly, and I'll tell you what it's all about, and then you'll be able to figure out, oh yeah, who wants that to be a problem? That's coming up right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
This is one of those songs that's always identified as, well, it should be, with Adele. I have a great admiration for her. I think she's fabuloso, done great things with her career. So now she's having problems because she's got sciatica. And anyone, I'm going to tell you, having had this problem for years, he's gone now because they have a good physical therapist. But could you imagine being out there for 2 hours? on the floor with a sciatica attack?
There was apparently a point backstage where she had such an attack with it that she fell to the floor and her team had to pick her body up.
Yeah.
And she was performing and she had to sit down. She was explaining to the audience this whole situation of like, look, I have to sit down. I need to give my back a break. I am in a significant amount of pain. And with the sciatic nerve situation, sometimes sitting doesn't even make anything better. But
did
you see
that? Yes,
there was,
that's true.
Yeah. There was a recent show where there was an audience member who, during one of the songs, stood up and started dancing, and security came and was giving this young woman a hard time and kept telling her to sit down, and Adele caught wind of it. And she's like, this is a concert. This is a show. If you want to get up and dance, you get up and dance. And she told the young lady, the young fan, to go ahead, put your hands up if you want to, dance, do whatever you want. Security, you need to leave my people alone. Like, she scolded
good
security
for
stopping people from just standing up to have a good time. You're at a show. If you want to stand up and dance, dance. If the person in front of you is standing up and you can't see because you're sitting down, stand up too, or just lean to one of the sides. You can see.
Who did that song? Was that Whitney Houston? I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Yes.
Remember? That was Whitney Houston. Yeah. I mean, that's where it wasn't even where it started. I know I go to a lot of the oldies concerts and people get up the old timers and dance in the aisle and have a great time. After all, as you've suggested, that's why we're there. Meanwhile, back to Adele. The whole business of her being, her mouth is quite, she's a little, I don't know, fresh, but she's frank. And there's a lot of effing this and that that comes out of her mouth. And
I think that's a little crass in the best way possible.
Yeah, East Londonish sort of. 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LI.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for the U.S. Marines. Two crashes on opposite ends of the earth left at least 4 dead. During a training exercise in Australia Sunday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing 3 and injuring several others. Late last week, F-18 Hornet pilot Major Andrew Mettler died in a crash that happened in the Scripps Ranch area of San Diego, California. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign says a ton of money is pouring in from his mugshot merchandising. Laura Winters explains.
It's been a cash cow. The Trump campaign says it's raised more than $7 million since the former president's mugshot released by the Fulton County Jail in Atlanta, Georgia. The mugshot put on mugs, T-shirts, and bumper stickers that are selling in big numbers on the Trump 2024 campaign website.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you love them enough to turn off your music,
and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with the Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
Whether it's news, food, or health, we want to hear your thoughts. Call the Doug Line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684.
Chugging along here on the Good Day program, Monday the 28th of August. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jay Kirshner. Somehow I missed this. National Secondhand Wardrobe Day. So what do we advocate when we wear tattered clothing? I was teasing
somebody. Well, it's not tattered. Most secondhand clothing is still in really great shape.
Yeah, good shape, yeah. Mm-hmm. But there is some people who are silly enough to buy jeans that already have holes in them. They're made with holes. Do you have any of those jeans?
I do. I have some that have holes in these. That's just the style. And there are some that have the look of having holes that are patched up.
Yeah. So how much do you pay for those? You could go to the secondhand store and get some that are already worn out. So why would you go to Gap or wherever?
Any store that has jeans, has denim, has the distressed look as one of their options. Mm. You can buy it good quality for a lot of money, good quality for a little bit of money. But the great thing about these secondhand stores and thrifting and everything is that they're all gently used, or some of the items have never been used. It's just somebody bought it and then never ended up wearing it for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
And you get
them
at like.
How do you feel? One of the things that I've wondered about this is how you feel wearing clothes that somebody else has worn. It's like sleeping on somebody else's sheets or, I don't know, it just it feels like...
I don't think it's quite the same because these are clean, they're good quality. And for a lot of people, it's about not contributing to more waste. Like Natalie Portman is somebody we've mentioned a lot of times who will not wear new clothes. She, for, I want to say, maybe over a decade, she has been prominent and she only wears secondhand stuff. And a lot of the designers she works with, it's either secondhand gowns or they buy up different gowns or different clothing items and they create a whole new outfit or a new dress or gown with that same material.
So I identify with this in a different way. I just don't throw my old clothes out. There are some people that go through there, they go buy clothing and they keep it for a couple of years and it goes out of style and they bring it to the down to the Goodwill or wherever it is, the thrifty store, and get rid of it that way. I think that that is a waste. I find men's, when you check out styles, admittedly, men's styles change less frequently than women's do for whatever the reason. Right, yeah. So to be up with it, I don't really care, as is obvious. I like to be clean, but I don't really care about whether my lapel is wide. Remember, I think you teased me or your dad, somebody teased me about the tuxedo that I wore at the Gracie's because the, either my lapel was too wide or too narrow. I can't remember which because I think I have one of each. So, anyway, that seems kind of silly.
Well, some people, that's what they can best afford. And there's nothing wrong with it. And a lot of people, especially with Etsy and different online stores, they upcycle a lot of these clothing where they will go and buy them a lot of t-shirts. And then they'll make additional designs or kind of bejewel things, make those...
Make a business out of it.
Was it not the acid wash, the like using bleach to make different dyes,
tie-dye, yeah. So all this clothing that's thrown away, this is the recognition that we're hoping for in terms of why this is a focus. Dumped clothing in landfills. What an impossibly difficult thing to imagine, the kind of waste that we're talking about. The business about nuclear, I know it's good for the economy and that stuff, but it's horribly wasteful. The things that are made now, mass production, my father's in the clothing business, and I remember going out of the factory in New Bedford, Massachusetts, and watching them make sport coats and suits and pants and that kind of stuff, and how much cloth they would cut and how it was all stitched together. It was very interesting to watch. But then you think when we're all done, when the style is like, I loved, you're going to laugh at this, I loved leisure suits. And I loved, not necessarily the wide bottom pants, but the leisure suits were comfortable. I would wear them when I was teaching. I don't know, do you even know what a leisure suit is? Maybe I should ask that question.
I do.
Okay. I bet your father's got a couple in a closet someplace, or your mother's put them in mothballs.
I was going to say, you've seen how he dresses. I highly doubt he has.
Yeah, very natty. Yeah. Well, ask him, see if he's got something hidden away. He's just hoping it'll come back around. Anyway, I think the idea here is to promote what's referred to by some as sustainable fashion. I don't know that we need to use that terminology as much as it's common sense. Why would you want... I don't like that. My partner in the development is getting annoyed with me because I don't want to throw anything away. We have old things that are around that we can repurpose and reuse. And he said, no, it costs money to do that. Let's just throw it away. And I won't let them throw stuff away, like old stoves and refrigerators and things like that. No, I don't want to throw that stuff away. We can find a use for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then, it may be...
is all the rage right now.
Yeah, it may be that it isn't cost effective. I give him that. He's right about that. But it isn't always about cost, at least with me, it's not. I just can't stand throwing, and we laugh about this, I can't stand throwing stuff away that has some value. But the point of the matter is that you think about what you're wearing, think about what you're buying, think about what it can be used for, and do the right thing. Maybe that's the message here as much as anything else. All right, here's some good news about a five-year-old who's got a lemonade stand in Seattle so far. This kid, has raised 17 grand, God love him, for the victims in Maui. What a sweet, it's just when you think about people and their motivation and how this kid must have been raised by his family, Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to have to cough here for a second, so you take this, Jay.
Yeah, he had gone on vacation with his family and made friends, and when all of this was happening, he could only really think of his friends and that everybody else that was needing help, so he started a lemonade stand.
Yep.
And people started hearing about this lemonade stand, and then more and more people started going, more people would even just donate to it, and he's only selling these lemonades drinks $1 a cup. Yeah, yeah. $1 a cup, no problem.
But people were giving him 20
for
$5, bucks.
10, 20, yeah. A lot more money just for these cups. $17,000 this 5-year-old is going to be able to send to his friends in Maui to help.
What a great lesson that is for a youngsters about being selfless. You know how so many times, especially with, I saw this early on with the Miles because he's an only child. You know, and I think I experienced it with my own children, and maybe you did too, Jay, how it's mine, and I don't want to share it with anybody. And then you teach him about sharing. Miles is great about it now, but when he was a kid, he was a pain in the neck when it came to sharing things. So, all right, as long as we're talking about Maui, here's sort of a black eye, not that there aren't a lot of black eyes when it comes to this whole situation. 100 people who were on the list of missing persons have been removed from the list because they aren't missing.
Well, they released the names. These people didn't realize that they were considered missing. They had no idea they were even considered missing until the list of names came out and they saw themselves listed.
388 names on the list, and actually there are at least the 100 that have come forward and said, wait a minute, we're okay, we're here, we're all right. Don't worry about us. Safe and sound, as it were. But this happens in a situation like this. How do you, there's no such thing as, you know, there's so much chaos and confusion and distress. There's no, you can't be, hold people, well, this is an outrage. Come on, get a life.
Yes.
What a mess this is. And you're going to have people that are going to, there's going to be all kinds of disruption and all kinds of bad information. And so the thing is the thing that we need to focus on there and everywhere else, and I said this earlier today, and I've said it many, many times before, the fact that these power companies get away with what they do, starting with keeping the power lines above ground instead of below ground, if they were below ground, none of this would happen. Think about it. If those power lines were under the ground, that city would not have been destroyed. And how, look at all the people who have died because of it. The people who died up in Santa Clara County 5-6 years ago, none of them have been dead if these people running these public utilities had done the right thing. You know, now everything, in our development, we're putting everything under the ground. I don't want anything up where you can, first of all, see it, but secondly, it's so dangerous in an area. We're going to save all of the, as many trees as we can and the landscape, all of this stuff. You know, if it was exposed to the wrong circumstance, when some wire sparked and went to the ground, who knows what comes out of it. And in this case, this is completely 100% on the Maui, on the Hawaiian Power Company. 100%. And these people will sue, the families will sue the hell out of them, and they'll go bankrupt, and the city or the state will protect them, and it's a damned outrage. All the injuries, the destruction of homes and businesses, displacement of all these people because these companies are so damn greedy that they can't put the power lines. And I get it. That's the job of the CEO, to make the stock as valuable as possible. Yep, I get it. But somebody someplace has got to wake up and change the way these people run their businesses, because this stuff will happen over and over and over and over again. It's damnable. Frankly,
it is.
All right, here we go. This is good. 17-year-old boy honored by first responders after he rescued his 3-year-old cousin from near fatal drowning. This was last month, wasn't it? And this kid is now being recognized. Don't I remember talking about this a month or so ago?
We've had a couple stories of this, and some of them, I think there was a 5-year-old that rescued a younger sibling.
It's
one of those things that this could happen so fast, and especially when it's a private home pool and there's maybe a gathering or something going on and everyone thinks somebody else has eyes on the child. And it's also important if you have a toddler or just anyone who can't swim, have them in brightly colored swimsuits, swim trunks, tops, whatever, because when it's blue or white and they're at the bottom of the pool, you can't see it.
Nope, can't see it. I was looking at this Florida woman recovering after a stingray impaled her back, missing her lungs just by that much. She was visiting, she was just on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
She and her husband had been hanging out in the water, was only knee deep. And this is, by the way, a beach that's a little south of Tampa. She felt a stingray barb. It went sink his barb into her skin.
Yeah. It'd
back up and get ya.
She felt the sting. At first she thought it was a jellyfish, and then all of a sudden she realized, like, this is way more painful than a jellyfish should be.
Yep. So, anyway, you stay away from them if you see them, for sure. She didn't see them. She went to the hospital to get checked up. And I don't know, is she okay?
She's going to survive this. When it happened, she went to stand up, and her husband was, like, telling her what was going on. Like, there's a stingray on you. Do not move at all.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you can be in the water with stingrays. You don't want to pick up your feet, because if you accidentally step on them, it's like you almost want to shuffle your feet, never picking up your feet.
I don't know that much about them. You see them here and there on the beach, but there's been so much of this, all kinds of stuff like this
summer.
All
these different animal attacks.
Wow. All right, at the Chicago White Sox game of the Oakland A's over the weekend, two fans were injured, shots fired at the baseball game in Chicago. Here we go again. Two women were injured while sitting in the bleachers when the random shot, one of them got shot in the leg, the other one was mm-hmm. grazed in the abdomen. What the hell's the matter with you, these people in Chicago? God.
Well, and they're not sure if it was a nearby shooting or if somebody actually had the gun at the stadium, which I don't think they would have been able to get it in with the
40
detectors.
No, 48 after. This is a good day.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which, at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Increase your vehicle's performance and gas mileage with Lucas Fuel Treatment at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simply add it to your tank at your next fill-up to eliminate carbon and varnish deposits. Right now, get two bottles of Lucas Fuel Treatment for $10. See store for details. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
I sound a little precocious. Do you think I do, Chucker, or not?
I think you've always been good at that singing.
Being precocious? Chuck Curry is here on the Good Day program with Jay and Doug, and an overview of what happened at the weekend on the box office. But first, why are we playing the Mary Poppins theme?
This day in movie history, August 28, 1964, Mary Poppins premiered at the Chinese Grauman Theater. Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke. That must have been some event. And obviously, it was one of the biggest hits in their long-running classic library, which they've really milked to death at this point, doing all these remakes and sequels. And you know, there was a point, there really honestly was a point where Disney could go do no wrong. If it had the Disney label on it, these movies would make a lot of money. But I got to tell you, it's the COVID and after Avengers Endgame, they've taken a change of luck. A lot of what they've released has been at best financially okay, but some of the movies have lost a lot of money. Haunted Mansion is going to lose a lot of money. The interest
is
not
garbage.
There.
It's garbage. It's garbage.
By the simple name alone, let's put it that way.
Garbage. All right, so I went to the movies this weekend and I saw two.
Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, because yesterday was National Theater Day.
I didn't go to the movies yesterday. I didn't have time. I went Friday night to see Liam Neeson. And that was a good Liam Neeson flick called Retribution. I said to you off air, it was surprising Matthew Modine was the
bad guy. By whose standards was it good?
Mine.
Okay, very good.
All right.
You really, okay, let me just, compared to, say, Taken, it was on that level or?
Taken was a high production. This probably, this was produced by a German movie company, and it had to have been, even though they promoted it heavily the last week before it was released, it's a European movie. produced by European, because that's what the Europeans like. They love this.
They sell it overseas. I was reading an article, because it did $3 million in business, right? Which is obviously not a lot of money.
Not a lot.
But these movies, when he gets attached, they're pre-sold.
Yeah.
He makes good money.
Yeah.
Somebody's watching it. I find it
fascinating
how all this works.
Love that stuff. They love it. All right, so what does the box office look like then for the weekend?
Gran Turismo, the race car driver movie, 17.3 came in number one.
Yep.
Bobby number two, 17 million, just 17% fall off week to week, 595 million in 6 weeks, 1.3 billion worldwide, now becoming the biggest hit dollar wise in the history of Warner Brothers. That's almost hard to believe, but I guess
it is.
Exactly.
Given the political nature of the way some people see it.
Nobody could predict why certain movies become pop culture phenomenons.
Yeah.
This has been, for whatever reason, it just, women wanted to see something. This is the movie they gravitated to. It's become huge. Blue Beetle, 12.7 or 49% week to week. Decent hole, 46 million in 2 weeks. Oppenheimer, another 9 million. $500 million domestically in 6 weeks. And Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles animated movie, 6 million. That round out.
So is Gran Turismo an independent? Was not an expensive movie to make.
It is a studio film. Listen, any movie that's had to cost at least 50, and then Universal re-released Jurassic Park for 30th anniversary.
Yeah,
1.7 million it took in on about 1,200 screens. That's pretty good, actually.
So with the $4, what was the impact of the $4 National Cinema Day?
I'm assuming a lot more people went to the movies yesterday. Obviously, studios got a little bit less of a ticket sale, so did theaters, but I think it's well worth doing. Inside the room, the offices of the bean counters will probably say it wasn't a good idea because the marketplace is a lot healthier than it was last year, but
I think it's
a very good idea. It creates interest in going to movies. It's a good idea.
So when I went to oftentimes, if I haven't been for a while, I go to make sure I see the trailers. And I saw a different set of trailers on Saturday than I did on Friday. The things coming along, some of them are just awful, and some of them look like they're fairly good. The movies are coming out in September. And one of the things they keep pounding away at, which is good, only in theaters, only in theaters, only in theaters. And then you saw a couple of Apple movies that were...
Yeah, only in theaters for 4 weeks, then you stream.
Yeah.
Which is true.
Well,
I mean, but listen, Bobby... As big a hit as it's going to be, you're going to get it. You could watch. You're going to be able to watch it at home in September.
Yeah.
Mid-September. Because what they want to do is they want to keep it white as hot as possible. They want to keep as many eyeballs interested.
But they are being a little more flexible as to what goes into the theater, isn't it? Learning the lessons that way. Yeah. All right, Chuck Curry, he agrees. You hear that, Jay? He agrees. With Jay and Doug at 59 after, this is the Monday Good Day program.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.